For a moment or two, Tyrion didn't know where he was or even who he was. Then he steadied himself, blinked, and looked around. It was not dark inside the stable, as he'd expected. He was in strong light. He turned to look at Rishta Tarkhan, but Rishta was not looking at him. Rishta gave a great wail and pointed. Then he put his hands before his face and fell flat, face downwards on the ground. A terrible figure was coming towards them. It seemed far smaller than the shape they'd seen near the tower, though still much bigger than a man. It had a vulture's head and four arms. Its beak was open and its eyes blazed. A croaking voice came from its beak.
Thou hast called me into Narnia, Rishta Tarkhan. Here I am. What hast thou to say?
With a sudden jerk, like a hen stooping to pick up a worm, Tash pounced on the miserable Rishta and tucked him under the upper of his two right arms. Then Tash turned his head sideways to fix Tyrion with one of his terrible eyes. But immediately, from behind Tash, strong and calm as the summer sea, a voice said,
"Begone, monster, and take your lawful prey to your own place. In the name of Aslan, and Aslan's great father, the Emperor over the sea."
The hideous creature vanished, with the Tarkhan still under its arm. Tyrion turned to see who had spoken, and what he saw then set his heart beating as it had never beaten in any fight. Seven kings and queens stood before him, all with crowns on their heads and in glittering clothes, but the kings wore fine mail as well and had their swords drawn in their hands. Oh. Tyrion bowed courteously and was about to speak when the youngest of the queens laughed.
Jill?
It was Jill, but not Jill as he'd last seen her, with her face all dirt and tears, and an old dress half slipping off her shoulder. Now she looked cool and fresh as if she'd just come from bathing. At first he thought she looked older, but then didn't, and he could never make up his mind on that point. And then he saw that the youngest of the kings was Eustace, but he also was changed, as Jill was changed.
I am a disgrace to stand before you with the blood and sweat and dust of battle on me.
But, sire, you are not.
Tyrion was suddenly fresh and cool and clean and dressed in such clothes as he would have worn for a great feast at Caer Paravel.
Sire, let me make you known to Peter, the High King over all the kings in Narnia.
High King...
You are welcome to me, King Tyrion. And now, come and greet the others.
Peter led Tyrion to the eldest of the queens. But even she was not old, and there were no grey hairs on her head and no wrinkles on her cheek.
Sir, this is that Lady Polly, who came into Narnia on the first day when Aslan made the trees grow and the beasts talk.
My lady.
Hello, King Tyrion.
Peter brought him next to a man whose golden beard flowed over his breast and whose face was full of wisdom.
And this is Lord Diggory, who was with her on that day.
My lord,
King Tyrion.
And this is my brother, Edmund.
King Edmund.
Welcome, friend.
And this is my sister, the Queen Lucy.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Sir, if I have read the chronicler right, there should be another. Has not your majesty two sisters? Where is Queen Susan?
My sister Susan is no longer a friend of Narnia.
Yes, and whenever you've tried to get her to come and talk about Narnia or do anything about Narnia, she says, what wonderful memories you have. Fancy, you're still thinking about all those funny games we used to play when we were children.
Susan. She always was a jolly sight too keen on being grown up.
Mm. Grown up, indeed. I wish she would grow up. She wasted all her school time wanting to be the age she is now, and she'll waste the rest of her life trying to stay that age. Mm. Her whole idea is to race on to the silliest time of one's life as quick as she can, and then stop there as long as she can.
Well, don't let's talk about that now. Look, here are some lovely fruit trees. Let us taste them.
Fruit trees? In a stable?
We're not in the stable, sire. Look, we stand on grass, and there yonder is a grove of trees.
Come, we must eat